Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go on a Monday. Football, college, and the NFL inching closer and closer live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong, plenty of both. One of our better Colin Wrights, Colin Wrong, in a long time. I took Thursday, Friday off. I'm back. College football this weekend is big. We got like a Wisconsin-Penn State game. LSU, SEC comes out west, plays UCLA. We got major college football, the NFL. We got quarterback battles. Joy Taylor and I off the road, back now for a while. Football season, this is kind of the preamble this week until it all really starts Saturday.
Oh, no, it's here. We have arrived. This is... with college football this weekend and it preseason over, we're here. It's football season. Football, baby!
It's back. We are back and ready to go. Let's start about the most compelling quarterback battle because we view the San Francisco 49ers as a team and a roster and a coach capable of winning the Super Bowl. And they have a quarterback battle. I won't call it a dilemma. Where you've got the aging, probably hit his peak physically, confidence-wise, Jimmy Garoppolo in one corner, and the fast, quickly improving, hyper-athletic, big arm, moves around, looks like the NFL quarterbacks who are emerging as stars today in the other corner, Trey Lance. So let's put their numbers side by side through the preseason. Neither blows you away, but again, starters sometimes play, often playing with backups. It looks like Garoppolo overall has been disappointing. Trey Lance more explosive, but he has struggled if you've watched with accuracy. He's completing 46% of his throws. Let me just say this. The only question is, we know Trey Lance will start eventually. The question this morning is, when is eventually? This is what I would say. In the NFC West, We recognize it as the best division in football. The 49ers get a massive scheduling break. Their two easiest games on the season back-to-back. They get Philly and Detroit. I wouldn't screw it up. I would go with Garoppolo. I would cross my fingers and hope he looked really good. I would look around the league. Somebody gets hurt. Maybe you get a second, third, or fourth round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo, and you give it to Trey Lance. But can I be, just for a moment, a little bit of a skeptic? This is the most useless preseason in my entire adult life. Many teams wouldn't even travel starting players. The Raiders kept 30 players home this weekend, and the Raiders' starters ain't very good. They're going backups. They kept the starters at home. A couple years ago, Sean McVay decided, I'm not playing any starters one snap. They went 8-0 to start the season. This is well documented. We've discussed it ad nauseum. Since then, many young coaches have followed McVay's lead. They don't even travel starters. They don't even consider first-teamers taking a snap. That means teams that are average, like the Raiders, don't even travel starters. I have no good how good Trey Lance is. But in the best division, with an easy opener, I wouldn't mess around. I can't take anything from this preseason. I mean, there's two or three things you look at and go, wow. For instance, the New York Giants offensive line. Ugh, that's not great. The New York Jets health situation. Ugh, that's not great. Everything else, up for debate. I mean, it just so happens the two New York teams I've watched and gone, I don't like that. Everything else in 600 days. Trey Lance has started one football game of note. I can't start him. I don't know what to make of the preseason. Outside of the New England Patriots and Belichick, did anybody really play their best players? Not really. What do I take from it? I know Trey Lance starts eventually. And the only question is, when's eventually? I'd go Garoppolo to start, give him a little taste, use some Trey Lance, get him ready. I get another 15 days of practices. That's how I'd view it. Here's Kyle Shanahan on both getting snaps potentially in the opener.
We got two guys who can play, and we've been doing it in practice a little bit. Wanted to do it out there in the game, and I think it's always going to be an option. I thought they did a good job. I mean, by no means was it perfect, but I thought just the function of it and going in and out and not knowing when it's going to be, it wasn't a planned rotation or anything. I was trying to make it situational, so I was just doing it mainly off impulse. And those guys seemed like they handled it good. I'll meet with them tomorrow and watch all with them, which I'm looking forward to, but today I thought it was good.
Feels like a coin flip in the Bay Area. I'd go Garoppolo to start, Trey Lance quickly out of the bullpen. All right, let's go to Miami. Ask yourself this. Ever go gambling? Wherever you gamble. It could be a Mississippi River boat. It could be Vegas. It'd be Atlantic City. And he's playing $10 a hand, $20 a hand. When do you bet big? When you want to win big. Because you can double down. You can split. You're not going to walk out of that poker room. You're not going to walk out of that blackjack table with any real loot. You're betting 10 bucks a hand. You make your money when you put it all in. That doesn't mean I can't have fun playing 10 bucks a hand. That's generally what I play. Not a big gambler. 10 bucks a hand, that's what I play. But I know I'm not coming out of there buying a Bentley. Okay, if I want to win big in Vegas last night, hour to gamble, I go all in. The Miami Dolphins are reportedly the front runners for quarterback Deshaun Watson. And if you hear the story on what they'd be willing to give up, 3 firsts, 2 seconds, and you consider the legal issues Deshaun Watson is in, what the Miami Dolphins are telling you is Tua is a $10 bet at the blackjack table. Deshaun Watson is putting a grand down. They don't think they can win big with Tua. They'll tell you they can win, and last year they did. They were 6-3 with Tua. But you spend big and gamble big when you want to win big. And Miami's looking around at Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. I won't even throw in Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr. Joe Burrow. Now they've got Trevor Lawrence, Carson Wentz. Big, athletic, move, big arms. And then there's Tiny Tua, who's marginally athletic. There's two stories always in sports. The one they let you read and the truth. And the truth is Miami likes Tua and thinks they can win with Tua. But they look in their own division. The best coach ever in Belichick and perhaps the best or second best young star quarterback in Josh Allen. That's four of your 17 games a year. You're not winning that division with marginally athletic. With Tua, where's the special? Size, arm, athletically, where's the special? Line of scrimmage? Last year he said he didn't really know the playbook. And the Dolphins are too well run at this point and too good to get a top five pick in the draft. And in a league that is now completely quarterback centric, that's where you got to get. Next year, there's two great quarterbacks. They'll be gone by pick four or five. So listen, we've been saying this. Joey and I have been saying this. You can win with Tua. You can bet $10 and $20 on a blackjack table. You can win. You can leave with $170. Buy your wife a nice bottle of wine. And go buy a couple cigars with a boy. Sit out by the pool the next day. But you're not going to win big betting $10 at the blackjack table. And you're not going to win big in the NFL with Tua. Deshaun Watson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady. That's how you win big in 2021. Brian Flores, saying all the right things, talked about the reported stories of the Dolphins pursuing Deshaun Watson and offers no denial.
Reports, speculation, not things we really get into. I understand the question, but as I've said in the past, any conversations that we have or don't have with other clubs are going to be internal.
No denial. Tua's been the win with Tua. Nobody's denying that. But all you fanboys out there, oh, you don't understand. These guys, here's what they're saying. They love Tua. They do. To win 10 games. But Brian Flores has an aggressive owner, Stephen Ross, an aggressive GM, Chris Greer. Brian Flores built his bones, are from New England. They're aggressive. Team first, culture first, player second. They're not sitting around and waiting. They look around. They've got eyes. They see the size and the arm and the talent of Mahomes and Josh Allen. And two is just a $10 blackjack bet. They want to get to the hundies or more.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, rocket scientists, look no further for the next big thinker, first in class technology and a leader in innovation. Intelligence not seen from an SUV, the 2020 Mercedes-Benz GLE. Go to MBUSA.com, Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. So another one of these quarterback decisions that I know where I feel, which way I lean, is Cam Newton against Mac Jones. And so they both look competent. But this is a very difficult decision because New England actually played starters a lot with both Mac and Cam. And so they both look really good. And believe it or not, Belichick knows more than we do. If you look at both of their numbers, they were both incredibly competent. Both completed over 66% of their throws. Both had reasonable passer ratings. This decision will be made what you and I and where you and I can't see things. It'll be made based on film study. It'll be made on practice video, on meeting room discussions, a coach's comfort with either. That's where this is going to be decided. Because New England's a very hard figure for me. They actually played starters because they were trying to figure out and decipher what the heck they were. So they wanted to see what can Mac Jones do with the offense. What can Cam Newton do? Much like the San Francisco situation, you know, how much Garoppolo left? How much Cam is left? We know he's not the future. Is Trey ready? Is Mac ready? The difference there, though, I think Garoppolo is closer to his peak. If Cam doesn't win the job at 32, as I predicted, he will age quickly. He will not age well. He was a meteor that burned hot. I never saw him as a veteran quarterback like a Brady or a Breeze or a Cam Newton or a Russell Wilson. So, I mean, this is the end of the road for Cam, and the only question is, when is eventually, much like San Francisco? But I said this when Drew Brees got hurt last year. I said, Sean Payton knows more than any of us, and it's not about talent, Jameis or Taysom Hill. It was not a long decision. It was like a three-week decision. Who's better for us now for 3 weeks? And I'm not in the meetings. I'm not watching practice. I'm not breaking down film. Sean Payton last year had a three-week decision to make. I'll trust the coach. Bill Belichick knows more than me. He's watching things I can't, because when I watched them both play this preseason, I think Belichick's in a tougher division.
Better coaches than ever, McDermott and Brian Flores. Better GMs than ever. This is no longer a layup. In fact, now, for the next 10 years, they probably won't be favored due to Josh Allen. It's going to be the behind-the-scenes stuff. Because what we all could see, I can make an argument, both guys could squeeze a little more out of the offense. Cam's going to be way better in the red zone where he can use his feet. Mac looks very accurate and efficient. That's never really been Cam's bag, accuracy and efficiency. But some decisions are made due to information we just don't see. And I think that's what will decide this position. I would take Cam. I don't think you have games to waste in this division anymore. You know, for years and years, New England, Belichick's worst month was September because he could experiment. I don't think you can experiment in this division anymore. I think Brian Flores is great. I think Miami's defense is great. I mean, you hear their Deshaun Watson stories. They're not messing around. They're good last year. They want to be great. And I think right now Buffalo could be the second best team in the NFL. So I think the days of experimenting are over in New England in this division. I doubt you're going to have three playoff teams in this division. So I would go with Cam for 2-3 weeks, and the eventually happens maybe early October. But I think it'll be decided by stuff I can't see. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, everyone had a little opinion about this last night. Jake Paul beat Tyron Woodley by split decision in their boxing match last night. Some people feel like calling it a boxing match is a bit loose. I would disagree, but Paul remains undefeated, improving his professional record to 4-0 with the victory. After the fight, Woodley already said he was looking for a rematch, and Paul said he would be open to it if Woodley gets the I Love Jake Paul tattoo.
That was the big punch, right? In the fourth, Woodley had him in trouble.
They bet before the fight. Yes. I thought Woodley was incredibly conservative in the beginning of the fight.
Was.
Boxing judges tend to not reward
inactivity
right. And conservative fighters. Like, did he have the biggest moments of the fight? Yes, absolutely. The fourth round, and he had him on the ropes. He had the biggest moment.
Yes.
But the moment only matters if you knock someone out.
That's right. Then you get to 10-8 round.
Yes. But it's a full fight evaluation,
right.
And he lost the full fight. He needed to be more aggressive. In my opinion, he should have been more aggressive in the early rounds because Jake Paul had never fought for that long.
And
so
Woodley
take more out of him early in the fight, take more risks early, and that will pay off later in the fight, which I also believe his trainer was saying to him, like, you are losing. You need to be more aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was obvious that Jake Paul won. You know, it's funny. Y'all love when Tebow can chase his dreams, but nobody likes when Jake Paul can chase his. It's funny who you allow to chase your dreams. And I hear this, well, Tebow's an athlete. Well, Jake Paul looks athletic to me. An athlete's not an attorney. You don't need a license. If I decided tomorrow I want to run half marathons and I got a sponsor, I got a Red Bull said, we'll sponsor you. I'm an athlete.
Yeah, you're a professional athlete.
I'm a professional athlete. There's no license for this stuff. So if you're gonna have Tebow chasing dreams, and you all love that, why can't Jake Paul chase his? He's not fighting in these are not like the best fighters. He's not taking away time or money or food off anybody's table. That's great.
No, I mean, you can argue that he is putting money and food on the table for other fighters. Disregard that fight between him and Woodley. There was a whole other card where other fighters, professional fighters, got paid to fight, and he took less money so that they could make more.
Thank you. He was literally altruistic. He says, I'm going to take less money so all these fighters can make more money. He is good for boxing.
I'm not romanticizing Jake Paul. Everything that I just said is factual. If you choose to read, which I know this is like very edgy these days, you can get this information for yourself. I'm not saying positive or negative either way.
Yeah.
That's the facts of what happened. But there was an entire other card where people got paid to fight. The bigger picture and the irritant to me to these fights is that everyone wants to be a purist all of a sudden, which, I mean, don't even get me started. Like, please be authentic if that's what you're going to bother me with. And I get it. Everyone is extremely sensitive about boxing. I love boxing. You love boxing. You started your career covering some of the biggest fights in the history of boxing.
I love it.
But boxing is entertainment at its core. Like, yes, is it some of the best athletes in the world? Yes, but a huge part. One could argue a bigger part of the sport of boxing is selling the fights.
And also, boxing is a pay-per-view event. So to get people through a paywall, Howard Stern went to SiriusXM. to get people through a paywall, because there's so much free stuff out there, you occasionally have to have an event feel or an act. I mean, let's be honest about it. Muhammad Ali was the first that understood this. Conor McGregor is brilliant. Conor McGregor is a performer, not just a UFC fighter. He is a performer. Ali was 50 years ahead of his time. He would have his pay-per-view numbers. He was doing poetry. He was crazy. There's room in boxing, in any pay-per-view business. There is room for interesting, and Jake Paul's interesting.
It's how the sport makes money.
Right.
There are no season tickets. There are no jerseys. That's how the sport makes money.
Yes.
So it can be the most beautiful fight of all time. If nobody knows the stories behind the fighters, it's not going to make money. It's how the sport exists. So yes, you have to sell interesting. You have to sell compelling. And for that matter, speaking of how incredible McGregor fights are, UFC 257, Poirier-McGregor, 1.6 million pay-per-view buys. Jake Paul said that his fight against Askren, 1.5 million. His fight against Nate Robinson with the Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr., 1.2 million. So people are watching this.
Yeah.
And if you're a purist and you don't believe in it, then you have to do more than just not watch it and not buy it. You have to not talk about it.
That's right, because you're driving interest. If you really don't care, don't talk about it at all, because then you're going to create people to defend it, and then you create emotions. So if you really are a purist, don't have an opinion on it.
Cannot. You cannot have an opinion. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
So Justin Fields had one more highlight play during the Bears' final preseason game. He threw a 20-yard touchdown pass on the run in a very tight window. Beautiful pass right here. Boop.
Ooh.
There you go.
Ooh, that is slick.
The end of the second quarter on the run. Chicago is still going with Dalton in week one.
Bayswater Pistol's not giving you that. Saying that right now. Look at that thing. He flips it like a card.
Fields got the start against Tennessee. He went 7-for-10 with 54 yards and the touchdown. Again, it's preseason.
I know.
We can only go off of what we see. And I actually thought all of the young quarterbacks did a great job during preseason.
Listen, Zach Wilson may have been as good as anybody. Mac Jones. So I will say this is I felt like this preseason was mostly a mirage. You know, we've talked about this before. It's easy to spot terrible in any business. I mean, you watch American Idol or The Voice, you can spot awful. One note, you're like, that person can't sing. He can't sing. But trying to decipher kind of good to really good, that's where you're a music expert, like you've been a producer or something. So this preseason, there was a lot of, I think it's good, and I think it's very hard to decipher. I saw only one or two like, oh, that's bad. The New York Giants offensive line, I'm like, that is a problem. You cannot win a division with that offensive line.
Right.
Like there are things I saw. I mean, when the Rams lost Cam Akers, I'm like, they have to have a running back. You cannot win that division with no power running game. But by and large, Joy, this preseason was a lot of, I think what I saw was good, but
I think for fans, it was a lot of falling in love, as it should be.
Should be.
It should be doing nothing but drumming up hope and aspirations and fun. But yes, and the fact that because now so many starters are not playing for whole teams, it makes it even more difficult to evaluate because you're not seeing the ones versus ones for any really significant amount of time. So if they do look good, but they're not playing against the best players, do you take it down a notch because of that? So it was very difficult to evaluate.
Dallas's starting defense isn't great. How good are their backups? I mean, is Trevor Lawrence great, or is it like the third stringers for a bad defense to begin with?
Well, that's why I think we saw what we needed to see. We all know that they can be in the NFL. Like,
yes.
There was no one that I was like, wow, that is a tragedy. What a mistake.
Giants offensive line was close.
Yeah, that was something altogether different. But you were in Chicago this weekend. Did you hear a lot of...
Oh, listen, I feel bad for Andy Dalton. I mean, there are Bears hats and T-shirts everywhere in the city, and we got baseball games going on. People are so fired up for the Bears. And it's almost, if you ask people in Chicago, they almost laugh. They're like, it's over. I mean, they just want Justin Fields. They're excited. They should be excited.
I know they should be excited. That's why I'm torn, because it probably is the right decision to have Dalton out there. But I also do feel like every situation is different. And in Chicago, like they just want to be excited about their quarterback. And they deserve that.
They haven't had a franchise quarterback since Johnny Lujack in 1950. I'm not that. You can look it up. I thought he was a DJ. That is literally the last time they had a great franchise quarterback.
So Carson Wentz returned to practice last week, only 3 weeks after having foot surgery. And Frank Reich said that Wentz will take part in full team drills today to see how his foot holds up. Guard Quentin Nelson, who had the same surgery as Wentz, will also return to full team drills today. He was out for a few days because of COVID protocols. And Reich added that this will be a big week to see how the players are progressing. They do have some other injuries. The Colts, yeah. T.Y. Hilton is expected to miss several weeks with a neck and back injury. They're optimistic it's not season ending. And Sam Ellinger reportedly is out 5 to 6 weeks with a sprained knee. So Jacob Eason will be the starter week one if Wentz isn't available.
All right. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
All right, Mike Silver, NFL reporter, formerly NFL Network, going to be a regular on our show. Also doing some reporting now for the Washington football team, is joining me live. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. So you broke the story on the Ravens, who, by the way, won their 20th straight preseason game, which is one of those trivia questions. You win a beer at a bar. It's so random. And you broke the story, J.K. Dobbins out for the year, which to me is somewhat significant because it's such a run-centric offense. Are they kicking themselves in Baltimore this morning, saying we should have done the Sean McVay thing? We should have not played him. How do they feel?
I mean, I think you always do. I was talking to their coaches on the field before the game, and they were literally saying, "Hey, Lamar hasn't gotten any work this preseason. We just want to get a series, maybe sneak these guys in and get them out of there." And lo and behold, on that first series, they suffer a ruinous injury. So I think you always second guess. You know, on the other hand, Tom Brady played a bunch of series. So, you know, it is football. But, you know, it wasn't a question of, hey, we want this record. Though they did not shy away from it. One coach told me there are no preseason games in Baltimore, just games. And John Harbaugh was like, "Hey, man, I'm tied with Vince Lombardi. I'm going to go for it." You know, not a hardcore thing, but they took pride in it. And meanwhile, Washington, Ron Rivera, a lot of the players were very amused by the whole thing. Kyle Allen, the backup quarterback, told me during the week, "Man, if we can end this streak, it'd be like beating the undefeated Patriots of the Super Bowl." And obviously, he was messing around.
The Dolphins' interest in Deshaun Watson. Mike, I had said this. When you go to Vegas, I'm a guy that bets $10 at the blackjack table because I know I'm not going to win big, but I can still have fun. You bet a lot if you want to take a lot out. You gamble. And I feel two is a $10 bet. You can win with him. It's fine. But when I hear the Deshaun Watson stories, I'm like, what Miami is telling themselves is, we can win with Tua, but with Josh Allen, Mahomes, Lamar in the AFC, can we win big with Tua? And that's when you gamble in life, and I think it's a huge gamble to go with Deshaun Watson right before a season.
Well, I think two things are at play. You know, first of all, Tua, you can't help but juxtapose against Justin Herbert. So normally you'd say, well, we don't really know. He didn't have an offseason. He didn't have a preseason last year. He's a rookie. He's finding his way. But, you know, he might be our guy. But then you saw what Justin Herbert did, who was picked right after him, and you're like, yeah, we didn't get that guy. So that's part of it. And then they've set themselves up draft capital-wise to do something big or keep building it. And Deshaun Watson would be big, but it's just so tenuous in terms of, will he be available? Is he in actual legal jeopardy? What are the overtones, you know, surrounding it, that I think it's tough to just give up a lot when you're them?
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. This is a deal you'd love in March. I'm not sure, you know, 12, 13 days out, I could pull the trigger on this. So in San Francisco, I can acknowledge this has surprised me. I thought Trey Lance would be, you know, a guy you go to the bullpen in the first month. You'd play Garoppolo for 8 weeks. If Trey Lance grows, you consider moving Garoppolo at the trade deadline, getting a third round pick back. Are you surprised at all that Lance and Garoppolo are sharing snaps and may in week one and two?
Well, it surprised them too, because the original plan was Yeah, Trey Lance, we love this guy. We traded all those picks for him, but he's the most raw of all five of these guys. Now, might be the most intelligent, and they're all intelligent, and there's a lot to love about the upside, but he just hadn't played a lot, and he played for a smaller school. So the idea was, hey, we're built to win now. We go with Jimmy, but we put a Trey Lance package in to freak people out and, you know, make them prepare for it. And we take advantage of his athleticism and his skills while we give him a year of apprenticeship. And as you said, maybe at the trade deadline, if it's going well, we think about something. That was the plan. But what happened is he just picked it up so quickly. And by the way, Jimmy Garoppolo had his best camp by far. He was in a better place than he's been in San Francisco, period. So they were like, wow, Jimmy's really good. But then they just kept going, but this kid is learning this intricate Kyle Shanahan scheme really, really quickly. And that caused them to change their thinking some. So I think that's what you're seeing now. They're like, yeah, we could do a Trey Lance package, or maybe we could just really inject him in more than just a package and play with that. But I think they've also thought very hard about, is it, does he know enough now that we can just make this move? And, you know, I think if we saw a, you know, Teddy Bridgewater, Sam Bradford situation from a few years back where the ruinous injury, the Vikings are like, oh my God, what are we going to do? They call the Eagles. They drafted Carson Wentz. They were going to sit him behind Sam Bradford. But, oh, you're going to give us a one? Yeah, we'll just give him to you. If that were to happen and someone wanted to give up a one for Jimmy, I think that would also, you know, enter the calculus.
You know, Jordan Love, again, hard to judge. He looks big enough. He's got a nice arm. I don't see any disaster here. He's capable, from what I can tell in preseason. What are the rumblings, your sources, on the Packers' feelings about the growth? Because a lot of us believe this is Aaron's last year. Is there any movement in the judgment of Jordan Love? Where does Green Bay, in your opinion, stand today and what he's illustrated?
Yeah, well, they didn't give Jordan Love a failing grade last year. They gave him an incomplete because, again, it was just a uniquely weird offseason for any rookie quarterback to come in. Now, I say that with the caveat, again, that Justin Herbert did all that and then got, I think, what, Colin, 15 seconds notice that he was going to start against the Chiefs and was completely comfortable from the jump. So that is an anomaly. And Burrow was comfortable. But for most guys, and especially Jordan Love, smaller school or less, you know, prestigious program, you would have wanted that, you know, the OTAs and the preseason games and all that. So, you know, they just didn't know. And so now they know more. I think, you know, they've seen things that they like. They've seen things that would make them think it's not ideal to put him out there now. But most of all, they've seen Aaron Rodgers, who remains the master. So the coaches remain where they were, which is, man, I just hope nobody other than Aaron Rodgers ever has to play quarterback for me, because I will look like a much worse coach all of a sudden when he's not executing the plays. But of course, there are other dynamics here, and I agree with you. It sure seems like this is a one-year prop-up job, last dance type situation, which, by the way, Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams gave us some meat for by posting on social media the last dance photos. So it's not just me. Thank you, guys.
Finally, Trevor Lawrence carves up the Cowboys' third and fourth stringers. It did feel somewhat important and symbolic because the Travis Etienne injury, the Gardner Minshew story, which the media hated, they shared snaps early. What did you make of the Trevor Lawrence moment?
Well, I liked everything you and Joy were saying, because it has been a weird preseason. I mean, look, I just went to a preseason game where Tyler Huntley, who's Lamar Jackson's backup, looked like one of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen. Now, Washington did not play any starters or next-level guys that they deemed really important. And, you know, you can't totally judge it. But I was like, you know, back to the point about not having a rookie offseason. He's a second-year guy now. And I was like, damn, mini Lamar is pretty good. I think it goes back to what you guys said. We've seen that they're all comfortable enough with the situation. No one looks overwhelmed. We don't have a oh man, what is this guy doing in the league situation? But it is tough to judge. And, you know, the Jaguars will have to rely on the Marvin Joneses of the world to,
yes,
to really elevate that offense this year. And I think it's the rare situation where five guys may even get on the field, you know, say by midseason as rookies, but you don't look at any of them and think right away, ah, that could be really, really rough.
Yeah, it's a four-win team, probably five if they can beat the Houston Texans twice. Mike Silver, great to have you aboard, NFL reporter. Good seeing you, bud.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
You know, speaking of Urban Meyer, we've got two coaches in the NFL that have shown you what Urban can be. I'll talk about that. Plus, in 15 minutes, Colin Wright, Colin Wrong, top of hour two on a Monday, plenty of both.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Colin Wright, Colin Wrong, top of next hour. Great to have you in. Boy, the Yankees and the Dodgers. That'd be a good World Series, wasn't it? College football this weekend. Very exciting. Very fired up for this weekend. Really looking forward to it. I get Wisconsin, Penn State. You never get a game that good in the first week. Like a big, massive Big Ten conference game in the first week. You never get that.
I'm very excited for Arizona BYU myself.
Oh, that is that. What, is that Provo or Tucson? Where do they play? Because
they're playing in Vegas. But my nephew plays for them. That's
you should go see him.
I'm gonna try. Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Let me say this about Trevor Lawrence. Watching the media goofballs already pick apart Urban Meyer is so classic internet 2021 media. You know the best case scenario for Jacksonville is to do what the Dallas Cowboys did. The legendary college coach Jimmy Johnson. And the highly touted quarterback prospect who looked the part, Troy Aikman. Rebuild, kind of ugly for a year, stockpile picks, boom, dynasty. That's the best case scenario. Do you know what Jimmy went that year? 1-15. And Troy Aikman was 0-11 as a starter, 9 touchdowns, 18 picks. That's the best case scenario. Two of the best football coaches of my life are Tom Coughlin, first year in Jacksonville, coaching in the NFL, first year head coach in the NFL, 4-12. Jimmy Johnson, 1-15 again in Dallas. Those are the best case scenarios. That's what you're hoping, that you're bad early, you get another draft pick. Jacksonville ideally wins 3 or 4 games and has a top 5 pick next year, doesn't need a quarterback, can use that pick, trade down, get more multiple picks. That's the best case scenario. They're awful. What I'm looking for is not wins. What I'm looking for is something I always look for. It's a plan. What's your plan? Do you see growth? We've already seen Urban Meyer do it in the draft. Everybody was critical of that. He kind of knows personnel. What did he do with the draft? Star quarterback. Next pick, get him another running back. They went and got him a left tackle. They went and got him a blocking tight end. All of those picks told you, take pressure off Trevor Lawrence. Keep him alive. Give him a running game. Let him throw on play action. That was a plan. But I'm looking for moments. And I'll give you an example. I've said this with Joe Judge of the New York Giants. I have seen growth. Go back to Brian Flores' first year. It's classic. We'll give you the schedule. This is what I like to see. So the first 4 weeks for Brian Flores, he got destroyed, 59-10, 43-0, 31-6, 30-10. Miami had a bye week in week 5. Then they came out and they went from getting destroyed to losing very competitive close games, 17-16 to Washington, 27-14 to Pittsburgh. I remember that game. It was competitive. Then they started beating bad teams. By the end of the year, my word, beat New England. Whoa, and Foxborough. They were only 5-11. But you saw blown out as he sets his culture. Bye week, lose closer, competitive. Now start to beat some bad teams. And by the end of the year, went to Foxborough and beat the Patriots. These are best case scenarios. Joe Judge, same thing. Blown out, get a bye, lose close, win a couple, end of the year. It's kind of a good football team. They just need a little more of that and a little bit more of this. Cherish this stuff. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, this is a bad team. Outside of a couple of wide receivers, they have some interesting wide receiver talent. There's not much here. Trevor Lawrence, your best player. Then they have a couple of receivers I like. The O-line's a total rebuild. I mean, even Miami and the New York Giants had sides of the ball I liked. The Giants' defense for Joe Judge, he inherited some really nice defensive players. Miami, we had Minka Fitzpatrick, Laremy Tunsil, Ryan Tannehill. You had, like, commodities. You had to trade those. I mean, Jacksonville, they have maybe one receiver they could move. They don't have Miles Jack's a pretty good linebacker. They don't even have commodities. So this the good news is they play in the same division as Houston. And the even better news, they open with them. And so I think Jacksonville's going to win their opener. I think they're going to beat Houston in the opener. I think they have the better coach. They have the better quarterback. Jimmy Troy is what you want. And 1-15. Troy was 0-11. And that was best case scenario. All right, hour two on a Monday. Colin right, Colin wrong, plenty of both next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dacovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dacovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dacovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dacovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.